This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out to the truckers out there, over-the-road truckers on the highways and byways, men and women out there getting the job done. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And the website for the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, he's back home. He's no longer in Las Vegas on special assignment. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge.
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start with the price of gasoline. What were you paying out west on your little trip between Las Vegas and California?
Well, in California, it's going to be about $4.25, maybe a little bit more, depending on where you are in Southern California. Out in the middle of the desert, it's easily $5 a gallon. And in Nevada, it was about $3.89.
Well, let me just tell everybody that the wholesale price of gasoline is currently at the highest level it's been in 8 years. Thank you, Joe Biden. The wholesale price of gasoline right now, without the taxes added to it, is $2.30 a gallon. By the truck load, the boat load, the plane load, whatever kind of load coming out of the refineries. Diesel is $2.18 a gallon right now. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Remember, we've talked about the Iranians want $100 a barrel oil?
That's right.
The one-year future forecast right now, $86 a barrel. They're $14
short. $14 short of being empowered in a very, very bad way. This does not bode well, Captain, for the Middle East. The recent, you know, major accomplishments in terms of peace with Israel, with different Arab states, and, of course, for the stability of the region. Absolutely.
Now, listen to this as the White House talks about oil, but listen to what they talk about and what it is they're trying to do.
After oil talks broke off, the White House said it is closely monitoring negotiations and their impact on the global economic recovery. The U.S. is not a party to the OPEC Plus talks, but a White House spokesman said administration officials have been engaged with relevant capitals to urge a compromise solution that will allow proposed production increases to move forward. A rise in oil prices has helped fuel inflation concerns. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Understatement of the year, maybe?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and what is the hidden tax that's out there that everybody's winding up paying?
Well, it's called inflation.
That's right, yeah. And it doesn't matter what you want to buy. For example, wait till you hear this. Do you like meatloaf?
Well, sure, the same as anybody, sure.
I mean, a good meatloaf dinner used to be, what, $5, $6, $7 maybe?
Right.
Okay, meatloaf on the menu at a place that I was at yesterday was $18.
Wow.
Now, granted, it was a good portion. Granted, there was a nice, really big, as a matter of fact, there was two big pieces of meatloaf and mashed potatoes and your vegetable and your dessert didn't come with it, but $18. That's what's happened to that little $5, $6, or $7 meatloaf lunch.
Well, that's right. Well, how about, you know, pick any other restaurant that's your favorite place to go, and you're going to see the prices have gone up significantly for sandwiches, hamburgers, you know, full dinners and so forth. It is really something, Captain. And if we get to the point, and I'll just say this just to make a point, basically, but if we get to the point where going out to eat becomes a luxury item, we've got some serious problems in our economy.
Right, absolutely. And the thing of it is, folks, when you're out there and you're looking around and whatnot, think about this for a second. Okay, it's tough enough as it is to get along with the dollars that are out there. And when they talk about, well, the cost of living is going to be there this year for Social Security, and the military pay rate is going to go up 2.7%. So right away I had somebody say to me, oh, our Social Security COLA is going up 2.7% this year. We don't know that.
No, we don't know that. It may be there. May
it may be nothing.
Yeah. Well, but it may go up. But
then again, under Biden, you can be sure it's going to be something because Biden is just going to, you know, they're trying to bankrupt the country. They don't give a damn.
Well, yeah, one wonders what exactly, you know, their economic sort of understanding and ideas really, really are.
Yeah. And, you know, as long as I got my cheese and crackers, I'm happy.
Right. Well,
actually, I shouldn't be laughing like that because I do because of the storm. I've got a whole bunch of dry stuff and whatnot. As a matter of fact, I may be staying at the radio station tonight because of the storm. Because if it does what it's supposed to do, they'll shut down the bridges.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, and you have to be very, very careful of that. And but the inflation aspect is hitting everybody, obviously.
You betcha.
And they will see those.
Especially the people on fixed incomes.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And what we do is President Trump going to have to testify in front of the January 6th commission. We'll tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Speaking of the uptown girl, there she is right there, but she's from downstate, Miami way, up here in the big city now in the Tampa Bay area. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, and let me tell you something. They've got a great website. Go there, check it out. Check out all the stuff that Mike Lindell has to offer at MyPillow.com. It's not just about pillows. There's plenty of other stuff there. For example, did you know he's got extremely high-quality towels for very reasonable prices? And I'm talking about towels that you would expect to go find in Bed Bath & Beyond and pay a whole bunch of money for? Well, not the case. Right now, you save $65 on a six-piece MyPillow towel set, which is a couple of washcloths, a couple of the medium-sized towels, and a couple of the big bath towels. And guess what? All you got to do to get that reduced price, go to the website, MyPillow.com, put in the promo code, because it'll ask you for it, Captain, and you're there. Matter of fact, anything you want on that website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code Captain, and you save buku bucks. Now, the phone number, if you want to call them, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Save yourself a whole bunch of money. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I teased when we went to break, will President Trump have to testify before the January 6th commission? What do you think?
Well, it's possible. I mean, they can call him to do that, one would think. If he does, then that would talk about a ratings bonanza for a congressional hearing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, the congressional whip, one James Clyburn from South Carolina, has already said Donald Trump will be called to testify before the January 6th commission, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, of course, people can try to fight the subpoena, this kind of thing, but that's probably not going to be totally successful. It could drag it out a little bit, one might think. But still in all, President Trump might see it also as an opportunity for him to talk about what he wants to talk about, but he has to be very careful because they will simply try to twist his words.
I will bet you the farm that they will play what his speech was, and they will cherry-pick some of the words out of the speech because some of it could have been construed, if you weren't paying attention to what he said and how he said it, to perhaps instigating some people or firing them up. But it wasn't to go tear the Capitol up.
Well, exactly right. What they'll do is they'll copy-paste some of what they had for the impeachment trial, right? And they will simply reuse a lot of that kind of stuff. And you're right. They'll try to put it in a particular context and so forth. And, of course, the end is always the same, and that is they are deathly afraid that Trump and Trumpism, even more importantly, still have a major grounding in the United States. And they are simply trying to make it appear as though anybody who would even be for Trumpism or Trump policies has got to be some kind of insurrectionist that is, you know, hell-bent on, quote, destroying our democracy. And that's, again, this is the whole show that they'll put on.
The Democrats have just seen what Donald Trump is capable of doing once again with his rallies. He just had 40,000 people, the biggest crowd ever, and it was probably more than that because of people that were outside driving around. They could not get in, could not find a place to park. So let's say 45,000, 50,000 people, the biggest event ever, ever in Sarasota. Democrats have seen it and they're going, uh-oh.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And again, it's we've got some 6 or 7 months now on the Biden administration, and people have seen exactly what has happened.
We've had enough.
Yeah. From the border to the economy, to gas prices, to Middle East, to foreign policy, Russia, China, you name it. Poor Joe Biden,
you know,
they've had it.
You know, the people on fixed incomes aren't going to be eating hot dogs and hamburgers anymore. They're going to be eating bologna and cheese.
Exactly right. So the state of affairs that existed and also the potentiality that was there for a real comeback following COVID as opposed to what we're seeing right now.
Right.
People understand that something has gone very wrong. And so they're turning to this notion of the things that President Trump represented. And again, they've got to, and this is again why you've got this thing going on with the district attorney in New York, this kind of thing, to try to get at Trump and discredit him more so that nobody dares utter or whisper the name Trump.
Yeah. Now, something else here. The Marxist Democratic Representative Cori Bush had a 4th of July message that just absolutely ought to just tear everybody. You know, you just want to go find something and rip it up. She says, this land was stolen and black people still aren't free.
You know, to say that black people still aren't free is absolutely incorrect.
Asinine?
Yeah.
It's beyond incorrect. It's asinine.
Well, sure. And it's only designed for one thing, and that is to create, again, a pressure point to stir up some kind of division and or, yes, I'll say hatred in some way, shape, or form in order to, again, destabilize the entire United States system. It is so very sad. And, of course, going on, well, the land is stolen and this kind of thing. Well, in the modern times, we are looking at opportunities. And really more and more, Captain, I was thinking about this over the weekend, more and more I think that the United States is going to become much more a nation of ideas and thoughts and ideals rather than being drawn down ethnic lines and this kind of thing, the way people are trying to do in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ideas of freedom, opportunity, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, use the opportunity that the very existence of the United States mm-hmm. affords you, and this is
okay.
where we're going.
Okay, we got a message from Billy that came in direct to the show off the website. It says, I was born in Reading, Pennsylvania. Any questions or any news on the missing ballot trailer yet? Nope, not a word.
Nope. And I don't know.
I'll tell you where the ballot trailer is, probably, in my opinion, knowing what things were like years ago with the union around that area. Somebody probably took it down to the river or down to a lake and just dumped it in there, and it's at the bottom of the river or lake. Take your pick.
Yeah, that's probably as good a guess as any, you know.
That's one way to get rid of a bunch of ballots.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, well, but, you know, and that's just me talking, and I don't know what I'm talking about because I have no idea, just like anybody else. But anyway, let's go back. Rudy Giuliani is not long able to practice law in New York for a while, right?
That's true.
But in the meantime, a pair of Brooklyn-based far-left attorneys who actually threw firebombs at New York Police Department officers during last year's BLM rally can still practice law in New York State, while Rudy Giuliani can't.
Well, again, the operative thing is that they're not Rudy Giuliani.
Well, do you suppose somebody's afraid of this because they happen to both be black?
Well, again, there's so many things that are changing how the perceptions, and again, and of course, Giuliani is a particular target.
Yeah.
Because again, he's for Trump.
But they committed a felony.
Sure.
Okay, a felony, an assault on police officers that were in a group. They should be in jail. Period.
Oh, absolutely agreed. And unfortunately, what we're seeing in this day and age now are different applications of what boils down to, a racist sort of application, okay. And that's terrible.
All right, here we go. Black community leaders have exposed Georgia's Stacey Abrams, saying she's not who you think she is.
She's not who you think she is. Well, what did she do? She got Major League Baseball All-Star game.
Oh, wait a minute. She said, oh, no, I didn't do that. I didn't mean to do it. No, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Well, a little bit late now.
Yeah. Then she also, didn't she make people like, contribute to Delta and Coca-Cola and this kind of stuff and all the controversy around it?
Threaten them.
That's right.
You give money to us or we take you and not buy nothing from you ever again. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and look at the backlash against Coca-Cola that has ensued for a lot of different, for a couple of different reasons. But again, the black leaders in the black community know, and in many ways they're not believing that Stacey Abrams is somehow speaking for a unified front. That's just not the way that it is.
All right, here comes the music. We're going to go to break. And, folks, when we come back on the other side of the break, remember that ship in the Suez Canal? Got some news about the ship and the crew who have been going nowhere for several months. But wait till you hear what's going on now. Oh, boy, what a world we live in. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As rescue efforts continue at the site of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, officials are also turning their attention to the survivors and the families of those who have lost loved ones. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talked Monday about the need for long-term mental health assistance for those people.
This is something that's very traumatic, so the mental health aspects are going to be very, very important, and this is something that is going to be require long-term support. But I can tell you the support is there. Getting through some of the bureaucracy to channel that sometimes in situations like this, unfortunately, can be something that we have to do. But the support is there. This community, South Florida, all of Florida, and really people throughout the country have wanted to do it. And we were actually just speaking about ways, the mayor and I were just speaking about other ways that we can channel some of this generosity into relief efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Look at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Roger P. Roger P., the legendary newsman here at my flagship station in Tampa, and we appreciate him very much doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And for all the Geico customers that are out there, they are aware of Elsa and what is going on, and I'm going to give you some information. The people that have Geico insurance policies out there, you policyholders, write this number down. This is a number you should have in your speed dial. 800-841-3000, 800-841-3000, because whether you have automobile insurance, truck insurance, motorcycle, boat, RV, ATV, or your homeowner's, renter's, or condo policy with them, if you need to get a hold of them, that's the number right there, 800-841-3000. Now, they are standing by. They have teams. They are aware of what's going to happen here to Florida. And they're standing by. Some of the teams are already en route to come down here to go into areas that may or may not be hard hit. We'll see what goes on. But they are en route from different parts of the country. They have a specially equipped van and truck and all that where they drive. Matter of fact, they got more than one where they drive into areas to take care of the claims. So that's Geico. If you're a Geico policyholder, 800-841-3000. And Geico values our customer security and peace of mind, their statement, and our goal is to provide outstanding service that quickly gets you back on your feet during your time of need. And they are closely monitoring Tropical Storm Elsa. So, there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Remember that ship that was blocking the Suez Canal?
Right.
remember the crew that was on there, and they took the captain and the ship and the crew, and they said, okay, this is going to cost somebody some money. So they held them. They've actually had them tied up there alongside the Suez Canal. They've held them aboard the ship and said, you can't go nowhere until we work out some sort of a deal.
Right, right.
Well, as of Wednesday, they'll be under sail again with their containers that are on there for delivery. The compensation deal was reached with the Suez Canal. I don't know how much it was. Nobody knows. But they will have paid a bunch of money for the screw-up that the ship's captain made when he lost control of the ship for whatever reason and blocked the canal.
Right, exactly right. Yeah, so the terms of the whatever the settlement was haven't been released for the Ever Given.
No, I think it was in the millions of
millions
dollars.
Millions and millions, yeah, but we just don't know how many.
Yeah. And by the way, their cargo was not able to be delivered either. They had a whole bunch of containers on a container ship. Now, the Keystone XL pipeline developer has turned around and sued for damages from the United States of America. $15 billion is the asking price because he got screwed, blued, and tattooed by the Biden administration.
Well, that's right, yeah. $15 billion in damages. And, of course, there are other lawsuits that are going on from several U.S. states regarding the Biden administration's, putting the kibosh on the Keystone XL pipeline.
You want to make a bet?
What's that?
Biden and company are going to lose.
Well, yeah. Well, the states are contending for one thing that Biden didn't have the power to do this kind of thing. And this was all done for a political reason with the Biden administration basically saying that, you know, stopping the Keystone XL pipeline was more in line and consistent with his administration's economic and climate imperatives, quote unquote. So all this was done to satisfy the far left, pretty much on day one of the Biden administration. And so once this is all talked about in a court of law and so forth, I think it'll be shown to be so.
Right. And, of course, when Donald Trump took control, he did not go in and just kibosh everything Barack Obama did, a.k.a. Obamacare, correct?
Well, that's right.
You have to legislate your way through that.
Well, sure, exactly. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned Obama, because the Obama State Department had concluded, evidently, that the Keystone XL pipeline would actually be good for the U.S. economy.
That's right.
It would create jobs.
Right.
And the oil would be transported safely.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All of those were mentioned, but Biden, of course, he's off on a, I don't know, whatever. By the way, Biden's unusually divisive ATF nominee may not even have the support that he needs to be confirmed amongst the Democrats that are there, because even the Democrats are saying, hey, this guy's loony.
Yeah, right, exactly. And again, this is, you know, more signaling, it would seem, to, and again, did Biden pick this guy? I mean, I hate to ask that question that way, but did Biden really pick this guy, or is this guy part of a larger agenda that's going on with the Biden administration?
Yeah. By the way, folks, the Florida emergency officials have said that there's some new equipment. I saw it on TV a little while ago, employed at the Surfside site down there in South Florida, which will be of significant help as the rescue efforts intensify down there after they imploded the remaining condo, a structure that was there, so that they could get into the places where they needed to get into, and that's a good thing.
Yes, very much so, yes.
Now, hackers, again, a cyber attack, ransomware, again, hackers are demanding $70 million to restore data held by companies that got hit by a cyber attack, and there's 1,000 of them, is my understanding, that got hit here over the 4th of July. Is that your understanding, too?
Well, yes. Early on, it was about 1,000 companies, but now we understand it's between 800 and upwards of 1,500 businesses. But these are around the world that are affected by this particular ransomware attack.
Yeah,
a lot in Europe, by the way.
And that's big and small. By the way, a little bit of a surprise, Alan West, retired Army officer, former Florida congressman, and current chairman of the Texas Republican Party, announced that he is running for candidate as a governor against incumbent Governor Greg Abbott in the GOP primary coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that would be Abbott's third term, basically, as governor. So this is very, very interesting. And of course, he is very good, for example, at fundraising and creating a war chest for that.
Yeah. Now, also in Texas, since we're on the topic of Texas, soldiers returning home from Afghanistan now could help protect the U.S. border if they're sent there for rotation periods after they come back to the United States. So says Texas State Representative Steve Toth.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Well, exactly. I mean, obviously, the border is a national security issue, for sure. It is absolutely that. And we've got to start really treating it as such. Now, what exact role U.S. soldiers would play in that could be similar to logistics when the guard goes there, basically. But we'll see.
By the way, we now have the death total down there. I forgot to mention that in Sunrise. It's at 28. We still have a whole bunch of people missing. Unfortunately, they're going to find most of those people in the rubble.
Unfortunately so, because those who are still unaccounted for have never checked in. They're not on vacation.
And somebody was concerned about the pets. What about the pets? What happened to the pets? Well, most of the pets were... They've found a lot of them, but some of them ran away. They found some of them. They've got them in shelters. But here's the deal. Their owners are missing.
Yes, exactly.
So
right.
They may have the pets, but they don't have the owners. And there is a fairly good size, good amount of pets that are missing themselves in the rubble because the owners obviously couldn't get out. They had the pets with them. But that's just the way it went, unfortunately.
Yes, exactly. And again, they're still trying to figure out exactly what happened, but raising the rest of the building, at least at the very least, allows them to work more quickly without the danger of that rest of that building falling down.
Yeah, and hello to everybody in the chat room tonight. Dee Dee's in there, Sony's in there, Eric's in there in Seminole, let's see, Al's in there, and they're all chatting back and forth, having a good old time.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, come on into the captain's group on Facebook.
That's right. That's all you got to do. And by the way, Kyle's the administrator. He'll let you in.
That's right. Yeah, when I see you there, well, you'll get right in and you can start chatting with us.
Yep, and it's the captain's group on Facebook. You just, under groups, you just go in there and type those three words in there, the captain's group, and it'll pop up.
Exactly right.
Yep. Now, one last little thing here real quick. We know that California, you've got the recall coming up. We know the election's going to be September the 14th, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But do you think, and I've had a lot of people ask me this, do you think somebody's actually going to get elected out of that?
Well, that's a good question. There's different contenders from the mayor of San Diego, of course, all the way to, maybe Larry Elder. I haven't heard his announcement yet, one way or another.
No, yeah. He's been testing the waters. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. By the way, hello to David, hello to Jerry, hello to Nadine, hello to Kristen, and hello to Dan, all in the on Facebook, sending me direct messages here on the direct messenger. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, thank you very much, Donna, for doing that for me. We really appreciate that. And a lot of people have said, is that your buddies? I said, yes, my buddies. And I was on their bus Saturday night at the Trump event, the Save America bus. That's their bus that they're running for the tour. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Go on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And then, oh, by the way, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club. You will get points for the gas, the diesel you drive, the fuel, whatever you buy, fuel, gasoline, diesel, whatever it is, plus the food that you buy, plus the supplies you buy in the trucker store, too. All right, now we are going to bop around the table. This one's for Dee Dee. I can see Dee Dee dancing to this.
Do, 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 do.
One for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, I'm man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Girls hit you, hallelujah, and that stops it right there because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm bringing Kyla to here. I'm going to read this statement here from the Weather Bureau, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Kyle. So here I go. You know, it's all about pretty much tonight what's going on with Elsa, but there is a lot of hot weather out west again with some problems resulting there. So, Kyle, take it over.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we're continuing to track those excessive heat warnings. We've got fire weather watches all through most of eastern Washington, eastern Oregon, southern Oregon with the excessive heat warnings. That translates also over to southern Idaho, especially for Boise. You've got the excessive heat warnings there. Salt Lake City heat advisory there as you come down I-15 down through into the southern Nevada area, Las Vegas, Kingman, Arizona, most, of course, of the high deserts in southern California as well as parts of northern California, Reno, and Carson City. Also tracking an air quality alert tonight for our friends in Denver and Fort Collins.
All righty. I'll go real quick here up there, Minneapolis, St. Paul, north and east up towards Duluth and up across the northern part of Minnesota. Dense fog advisory up there tonight. Same thing for the southwestern corner of Ohio, southwestern corner of Pennsylvania, too. And then you've got thunderstorm watches and warnings all the way up through eastern Pennsylvania, over into Jersey, over towards New York, up towards Poughkeepsie, up by 87, and up into Connecticut and parts of Rhode Island. Got a little bit of fog down there, Maryland, Delaware, and down towards Virginia, in the Chesapeake Bay area. Now, the big story is Elsa. As Elsa approaches the Florida Peninsula, which it's going to, it's already approaching the Keys and hitting the Keys. As a matter of fact, it's out over open water, which means that the storm is intensified, back up to 60-mile-an-hour winds. Those winds will probably go a little bit higher and a little bit stronger. It's not going to be, I don't believe it's going to be a hurricane. Doesn't look that way, but it's certainly going to be a significant tropical storm. Now, there is going to be considerably flooding possible in the southwestern part of Florida. There's going to be a storm surge in the southwestern part of Florida. Depending on where you're at, it could be 1 to 3 feet. It could be 3 to 5 feet in my area here in Tampa Bay. There are going to be severe thunderstorms. There will be tornado warnings bouncing around all over the place with this system, because that's what happens. And the winds, which will be, let's put it this way. If you're in a high-profile vehicle and you're empty and you're driving around and it's this weather, when the winds pick up, you're running at your own peril, because the winds will be high enough to blow your rig over. It's that simple. And they will be shutting down the bridges, because anything 35, 40, 45 miles an hour consistent winds, they will shut down the Skyway. They will shut down probably our bridges here around Tampa. So there you go. So just keep all that in mind. And that's going to happen later in the day. Things will deteriorate from about midday on. So keep that in mind. And by rush hour tonight, and certainly into the when we get a little bit dark, you know, when things turn out and we get dark, that's when things should go to hell in a handbasket very quickly. But we'll see. So be careful. Pay attention to the weather. And remember, the risk of tropical storm conditions is real. And we are in a tropical storm warning right here for this entire southwestern section of Florida, all the way up to Big Bend. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I'm sure tonight we're going to be talking all about the weather.
We sure will be.
All righty. We'll talk to you tonight. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And in the meantime, I'm going to drift over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're all watching Elsa.
Yes, we are.
You're up on the mountaintop. How'd you make out with your preparations yesterday?
I've been busy.
All right. You've been busy. That means you've got it taken care of, right?
Well, I got to still move a few things, but, water in the pool and
all right.
Moving some outdoor furniture and caulking and trimming.
Now, I got to ask you a question. Did you see what happened across the weekend all across the country, in particular in Chicago and New York? 118 people shot.
Well, and it's not just, yes, I did, to answer your question. But there are also several other pretty nasty crimes. I mean, there have been assaults. There's been major theft. I mean, there was a huge, thing that was going on in San Francisco where they were robbing the Neiman Marcus. So, crime's out of control. I mean, it's virtually out of control.
Yeah, and this mayor Lightfoot in Chicago, she's out of her mind. It's everything, every region you can think of, but hers.
Yeah, of course.
And she's the problem.
Well, no, she is part of a problem,
yep.
But she's not the problem.
Nope.
The problem really comes down to these district attorneys who refuse to charge these people the way they should be charged, and this no bail thing.
Yeah.
I mean, these people they get arrested, they're out in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and the gangs are just totally out of control.
Yes.
Remember the gang units they had, and they had to disband them because of the defund police stuff?
Well.
Yep, so thank you very much, Joe Biden and company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where we're at, folks. And, for every mayor, Democratic mayor in the big blue cities that comes out there and says, well, it's not our fault. It's the police aren't doing this and all that. No. Let's turn it right around and point it in the right direction. When you started with the defund police stuff, that's when you started to have your problems, because the criminals pretty much know where they can go and there's no police to take care of it.
Well, look, a couple of years ago now, I did a ride-along with a sheriff's deputy who happened to be a lieutenant in Pinellas County, where we live, okay?
You should have ridden up
to
the park.
And the first question I asked him was, what is the one thing that you would fix if you were completely in charge of everything? And without missing a beat, he said, the criminal justice system is broken.
Yeah.
So they learn it is juveniles, and they continue to do it.
Hold that thought. Okay, but she still should have been riding on a fire truck. That's more fun. All righty, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.